Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God loves to speak from the heart. He always speaks from the heart. The Lord told me many years ago that he said, when you're ministering to people, I'm talking to them in their heart, not their mind. And there's a big difference, because the Lord loves us and he's always speaking to the heart. Everything that the Lord is always dealing with the heart. And many times people misunderstand things about the Lord because he speaks to their heart, not their mind. See, the heart is what can relate to God. A man can desire to know God in his heart and be rebellious in his mind. Now, God was able to work with King Nebuchadnezzar because his mind was hardened in pride. And the Lord was able to the Lord was able to work with him. He gave him the heart of a beast. And for 7 years he acted like an animal. Now, man gave it a disease name. You know, they call it some kind of disease when a man thinks he's an animal. But the Lord gave him the heart of an animal. And he acted like an animal, and he grew long. His nails grew long, his hair grew long, and he looked wild. He looked like a wild man, basically. And Daniel told him for 7 years, this is what would happen. And after that, your kingdom would be given back to you. And he pictured him as a tree. And they cut the tree down, but they chained the stump to the ground. And the watcher said, let 7 times pass over him. Now, times were years. 7 years passed over him. And after 7 years, he came back to himself. And he had the heart of a man again. And he went back to his kingdom. But this time his mind was not hardened in pride. Now, Nebuchadnezzar was the kind of man, if he knew better, he'd do better. He took over the world. The Lord used him as a tool of judgment against idolatry. And the ironic thing is, he was the king of Babylon, which is the city of idolatry. That's where, in the land of Shinar, which is Babylon, that's where idolatry started. See, after the flood, everybody knew that God was God. There were no idols. They didn't worship idols back then. That started after the flood. They just did their own thing. They were mean people. And then there were giant hybrids, and because the angels had, they made it with women and had, you know, children that were idols, that were giants. Not idols, but giants. So the Lord flooded that world, and they all died except for Noah, his sons, and his sons' wives. 8 people survived that first age. Now, in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, the Lord gave every kingdom to his hand, and it was prophesied by the prophet Jeremiah. And he wanted the Hebrew boys to go to his college, basically, and learn the ways of Babylon, speak the language and everything. And they had a daily rate of food, but they wouldn't eat the king's meat. They stood for God. It's just like when Gideon knocked down his father's idols and burned up the grove. He did that before God used him to rescue Israel. Same thing with Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they became the leaders of the province, because they stood for God, and God positioned them in the kingdom. Now, Daniel became the president of Babylon because he was Nebuchadnezzar's second in charge, just like Joseph was to Pharaoh. But he looked at the people, and this diverse group of people were used to idolatry. So he made a decree that nobody could, they had to fall down and worship the idol God that that Nebuchadnezzar set up. He was trying to unify the country. Even though he was a judge against the idolatry, God used him as a warrior, as a judge, to judge idolatry. Now Satan is trying to get him to look at the people and get in fear. And in that form of fear, he tried to make an idol. So the furnace where he made that idol, Daniel must have been out of town because he wasn't there. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he put them in the fiery furnace because they wouldn't worship that idol. Well, Jesus got in there with them. And Nebuchadnezzar saw it. Said, the fourth man looks like the Son of God. And then he made a decree. Now, this is the kind of man he was. He said, if anybody speaks anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he will be killed and his house will be turned into a dunghill. And that's what happened. So it became the law of the land that nobody could talk against the God of Israel. But eventually, he started looking at the people, like most people do, and his focus changed, so his destiny changed, just like we always teach. But it didn't say his heart was hardened, and pride, his mind was. So the judgment of God came on him, and after 7 years, he honored God. And you never heard anything else about him dealing with idolatry again. When you read the discourse of the things that Nebuchadnezzar stated in Daniel chapter 4, and also in Acts, when the things that Herod stated, their statements were very similar. Both of them said statements of pride. Now Herod, his statements caused him to be, he was smitten of worms, and he died. The worms ate him. You know, the angel, because his judgment, the judgment of God fell on him, and the angel hit him, and he was eating the worms. Something happened up to his intestines or something, and they ate him up. He died. That was his judgment. He made proud statements before the people. Nebuchadnezzar did the same thing. Herod, his statements was from the heart. Nebuchadnezzar's statements were from the mind. His mind was hard. The word of God gave us the truth behind what happened. Only the Lord can tell when it's from the mind and from the heart. And the word of God can divide the soul and the spirit. So if the word of God can divide man's soul and spirit, God can tell too. God knows, because the word of God is God. Now, all we do, we hear people say things and do things. We don't know their motives. We don't know what's in their heart, because we can't tell unless God revealed it to us. That's why we're not supposed to judge. Now, we can judge actions. We know whether their actions are biblical or not, but we can't judge the motives. Did you know some people do good things for the wrong reasons? Some people do good things or favorable things with male intent. Only God knows who's who. That's why we have to follow God when it comes to people, not make judgment calls by what we see. In Isaiah 11 said, Jesus doesn't go by the seeing of the eyes or the hearing of the ears, but with righteous judgments he makes judgment by the Holy Spirit. So in ministry, it's the same thing. We have to regard the Holy Spirit in every aspect of our ministry. Now, the Lord, it's true, the Lord loves everybody. That's one thing about Him. He's good to everybody. He loves everybody. But we can't tell who's who. We can't tell when people are good or whether they're bad. We have to go by the guidance of God. I can't tell if a person's righteous or not. I can't tell if that statement of pride is from the heart or from the mind. But God can. So Nebuchadnezzar spoke out of pride from the mind. And Herod spoke his pride from the heart. Why? Because he died and Nebuchadnezzar was dealt with. Now at the end of his 7 years of operating as an animal, you never heard of him operating in idolatry after that. You never heard of him operating in idolatry again. So what we have here is a picture of the difference. Their statements were similar. They weren't word for word, but their meaning was. But the way God dealt with them lets you know, and the Word of God plainly stated that Nebuchadnezzar was hardened. I mean, he spoke out of pride from the mind. His mind was hardened in pride. Now, it didn't say either way for Herod, but Herod was smitten. He was smitten by the angel and he died. He was eating the worms because he was proud before the people. And that would have made the people fear him and not God. In other words, Herod would have been bigger in their eyes than God. So God removed him. He had already done evil. Sin, you know, he filled his sin up, and he was judged because of it. And these things happen. The Lord loves us. But the Lord has to deal with all forms of rebellion. But if a person can be savage, God will work with them to savage them. At the end of Nebuchadnezzar's 7 years operating as an animal with the heart of an animal, he had the heart of a man. He never made a statement like that again. So when the Lord deals with us, he's speaking to the heart. He's dealing with the heart. All ministry is to the heart. The Lord is always talking to the heart. Then we turn around and meditate on the Word and renew our own mind. Now, when you study the Word of God, it gets in your heart, and when you speak it, you're defining other things the way they need to be defined according to the Word in your life. And your mind gets renewed as you meditate on the Word of God, as you think on the Word of God, as you study the Word of God, and as you hear it. The Word gets in your heart, and it helps you renew your mind. Your will is involved. It's up to you to receive God's Word or reject it. Once you hear the Word of God, you do what you want to with it. Nobody makes you do anything. You decide how you're going to handle that information. So your will is involved. Now some people, they love God's Word. But if they don't renew their mind, they have trouble. The enemy has something to work with. Remember, the enemy, he speaks words to get his way. But his is infectious. And people think that God's Word will just take over. No, God gives you information and you have to do something with it. You have to receive it and do something with it. You can be a forgetful hearer. You can forget the Word of God. You can receive it and do nothing with it. You can receive it and use it in life. or you can receive it, believe it, and then forget about it and never incorporate it into your daily active life. But sin is different. Sin is like a spreading cancer. It's like an evil disease that spreads and takes over. So if your mind is not renewed and the devil speaks his words, and if you don't do anything about it, it will spread throughout your mind and try to get its way in your heart. That's why so many Christians are weak. That's why they live upset. That's why they're quick to fuss and forgive. They're not quick to forgive. They hold on to things just like a worldly person. And if they don't deal with it, the sin will consume their life. And they'll ruin their marriages, their relationships. They become lazy on their jobs and get fired. Or people wish they'll quit if they do just enough to get by. And they give God a bad name. They become lukewarm in their ways. Because people don't know. They'll think whatever Christians like that, they're just lazy bums. If a lot of them act like that. And then we bear fruit after our kind. So your children see you go to church and serve God and have do everything. Well, their first inclination is to be like their parents. That's what they see. That's what's normal. The people that they're around. If most of the adults act like that, that's what they expect to be. And when they get married, that's what they expect. Unless one day they start reading the word and say, hey, this ain't right. They don't even know it's wrong. They don't even mean any harm. Their normal way of life is upside down. And they don't know it until they start studying the word. But if you get somebody that come from a neighborhood where they see men working, they see wives being a blessing and working and raising their family right, going to church, that's what they expect. After a while, they see, hey, that works. And this happened in my life. I get out there in the, away from my neighborhood, start working and going to school and seeing other people, working at people's houses. I saw different conditions. And I saw neighborhoods where the men didn't work and people didn't do right. And they did other things, gnarly things. And I said, hey, the people that took their families to church, they do better. They enjoy the holidays more. They raise their families better. Their children are more anchored. And they love to do what's right. They value doing what's right. And I said, the ways of God really work. And then I appreciated my daddy even more than I ever did. I said, I see why he had to preach all those sermons now. They were helping people grow in their lives. And the Lord, he works with us at our pace. And I saw a better side of life. And then when I studied the word, I saw even more. I saw beyond what my parents did, and they did a wonderful job. And so did all the other adults that I was around in my neighborhood. And even the teachers at school. Thank God for all of them. I was blessed to have a lot of good examples. And in those days, you knew your neighbors. Now you don't hardly know your neighbors. I lived in a village. And I loved my neighbors. I love my neighbors now, but I knew them. I grew up with their children, and I knew them. And they were good examples. And most of the families went to church on Sunday. You see the cars warming up and people leaving and going to church. Some stayed at home. Some started going to church. Some always went to church. But I thank God for all of them. They were good examples. That's where I come from. And I realized, said, I came from a good neighborhood. I need to do something in my life. I was given much, so much is required. I had a good childhood. And I wanted to give my children a good childhood. And I wanted to represent God and my family and my neighborhood in all that I do. That's why the Lord speaks to the heart. That's where we change the most. That's where our will is formed. Now, if the words of Satan ever get in your heart and it becomes your will to do wrong, it's going to turn you into something you really don't want to be. And that's so it is with anybody. A man can be consumed with sin, and they'll want out, but they can't get out. They won't even have the will to change. And sin divides you from the heart of God's will. Sin causes people to run from God and not to Him. When people start sinning, they start doing different things. They start disassociating with people that can help them. They stop going to church. They stop going to a good church. They don't want the pastor or somebody they respect to know what evil they've gotten themselves into. And they try to hide their sin. Now, if you're sinning and people know it, they can tell something ain't right. You're not the same when you're sinning than when you're living a clean life. Your countenance changed. And whatever gets in your heart, it gets in your mouth. You're going to say it. You're going to condone the things that you've accepted as right and as wrong. Or if the things are wrong, you're going to have conviction against it. One way or the other. It's not going to be. You can't blend in. So people that start trying to blend the world into their lives, they always, they find a lukewarm church or a lukewarm body of Christians that is doing the same thing to hang around. Because people love acceptance. They want to be accepted. But the living ways of God is greater than all that. Either you're going to be in or you're going to wander out. And so it is with life. That's how the Bible is written. When you study Isaiah and Jeremiah, this is what men have always wrestled with. You know, in previous broadcasts, we dealt with how the Lord spends a lot of time trying to get men to repent so that they don't have to be judged and live a ragged life. But men always want to choose the hard road. It's like a dog with a rib bone that's too hot. He stole it off the grill and it's too hot. It's burning his tongue, but he won't stop chewing on it. Now, so it is with sin. You can't win playing with the world. Sometimes you just have to let all those things go. And so are those who are caught up in it. My heart goes out to them. I know that it's a ragged future ahead of all that. But when people soften their heart and they receive God's word and speak His word and do His plan, their lives amend. Their lives, it starts amending and repairing and being greater and better. And the things of God become important to them, desirable. And that's what I'm after. That's what God is after. God can work with people who love Him. Now the Lord is good, folks. He cares about every part of our being, all of our lives. Everything in our life, all of our relationships need to be healed and according to His word. There's so much to say about the heart and how it works. But we have to do His will in order to see what He's saying. We learn so much more when we hear Him out with intent to obey. When we're willing and obedient, like we said in the previous broadcast, when you're willing and obedient, you're on the path to learn much greater things. And it's so good and wonderful. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.